Mo Brooks, Trump Baltimore tweets emphasize how badly areas governed by Democrats are doing. By Jeff Poor on July 29, 2019. Even though Democrats and the media are trying to make President Donald Trump's tweets criticizing Representative Elijah Cummings, DMD, and the problems plaguing the district he represents about race, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, sees Trump's tweet as serving an important purpose. During an appearance on Huntsville, Alabama radio's WVNN on Monday, Brooks suggested it was vital to point out the failings of Democratic Party governance so that it doesn't take hold in the rest of the country, which he said Trump's tweets do in part. "I think it is important for us to emphasize, and I don't know why the Democrats have gotten a free pass for so long, but it is important for us to emphasize how badly different parts of the United States are doing," Brooks said. And coincidentally, they happen to be areas that are governed by Democrats and have been governed by Democrats for ages. Many, many decades, some as long as 50 to 60 years. And that is a microcosm of what happens when you raise taxes so high that you can't afford to live there. When you can't afford to live there, you also lose jobs. You lose industry, you lose manufacturing. Which means more and more people aren't working for a living. Rather, they're voting for a living. They're living off welfare. They're in a much lower income status when they should be in these big cities in high income status. And basically, over time you're seeing the major deterioration of a lot of major American cities like Detroit, like Baltimore, like inner city New York, like Washington D.C. Although that has a little artificial bump from the federal government stimulus with all of the spending we have there, he continued. But you can go down from the East Coast to the West Coast. And you can see what a failure the Democratic government philosophy is. And we don't want that same thing to happen to the United States of America. So, I don't mind at all President Trump, although he does it in a way I prefer he not do it. I would prefer he do it in a much more diplomatic way. But by golly, he is getting the message out slowly but surely that the whole United States is going to go this direction if we let these people and their belief system govern the United States like they've governed Baltimore and many other inner cities. As for the claims of racism, Brooks said that was to be expected given that was part of the Democratic Party playbook as a political strategy. And then to hear these people who purportedly have a good reputation, although in fact they don't, but purportedly they do, saying, over there that group is racist. Don't vote for them, he added. That's a simple emotional type of motivation on how to vote as opposed to doing the hard thing. Just looking at public policy issues and trying to figure out which philosophy of government works best for the people of the United States of America. It makes our challenge a little more daunting. But you can expect Democrats between now and 2020's election. Now in 2022's elections to holler racism every single chance they can regardless if there is merit to that charge because that is what they're taught in their Democratic Party candidate school. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.